Welcome, beautiful thinkers, to Stupid State Stories, the show where we peel back the red tape and take a hard look at the chaos underneath. I'm Chuck, here to remind you that the state isn't a maleficent mastermind. It's more like a clumsy giant tripping over its own shoelaces while holding your wallet.
And I'm Megan, here to unpack the mess with surgical sarcasm and a strong shot of skepticism. Today, we're diving into why everything feels broken. And no, it's not the other party. It's public choice theory, the Rosetta Stone of political dysfunction.
Public choice sounds fancy, but the idea is pretty simple. Politicians and bureaucrats are just people, people with incentives. And in government, those incentives usually reward staying in power, not solving problems. Even when someone wants to do the right thing, the system pushes them in the opposite direction.
Exactly. It's not that all politicians wake up thinking, how can I ruin lives today? Most probably think they're doing good. But the system? It rewards short-term wins, flashy announcements, and catering to whoever shouts the loudest or donates the most.
Take Trump's latest round of tariffs in 2025. On paper, it sounds bold. Slap tariffs on foreign goods to protect American jobs and shrink the trade deficit. But the reality? Trade deficits aren't caused by foreigners playing dirty. They're not even bad. What's bad is our own overspending, wars, entitlements, and yes, tax policies that ignore math.
But here's the thing. Tariffs look like action. They're visible. They signal strength. And that's what voters respond to, even if the result is higher prices and global tension. That's the public choice trap. Good optics win over good economics almost every time, and voters rationally don't pay much attention to the details.
I'll ignore for the moment that you just implied voting was rational.
Point.
Now let's talk about Project 2025, or maybe the Green New Deal. Thousands of pages of conservative and progressive fanfic for state baiting. Tie on to reshape the federal government. Fewer career bureaucrats, more political appointees, and a whole lot of restructuring. Is reform needed? Sure. But the real goal seems less about efficiency and more about control.
Those aren't reforms, they're doorstops with agendas. But again, you can see how someone might justify this. We can't fix anything because of unelected deep state blockers, so let's sweep them out and put in our people. But that just turns one biased system into another. The incentives stay the same. Serve the team, keep your job, win the next round.
And then there's the classic, waste. Like last year's $12 million pickleball complex in Las Vegas, courtesy of the Department of the Interior. No villainy there. Someone probably thought it'd boost community engagement. A sport invented by bored boomers and now co-opted by tech bros on scooters. Was it worth millions of taxpayer dollars? No.
Or the $288,000 grant to make birdwatching groups more diverse. Again, the goal, more inclusion, sounds noble. But it raises the question, is that really a federal priority? Something which justifies stealing money by force? Meanwhile, people are drowning in debt, and the government's out here funding diversity seminars for bird nerds.
That's the real tragedy of public choice. The incentives skew towards doing something, anything that looks helpful, pleases interest groups, or wins applause. Long-term consequences, budget realities, those get buried under press releases and a stack of cut ribbons and ceremonial shovels.
It's not about individual bad guys. It's about a system where even the well-meaning end up playing a bad game. If the only way to get anything done is to spend more, promise more, and never say no, you eventually end up right where we are, broke, bloated, and bewildered.
So yeah, public choice isn't just a theory, it's the operating manual for dysfunction. Not because everyone in government's evil, but because the structure itself encourages waste, short-sightedness, and finger-pointing over real solutions.
And that's why we need more skepticism, not more faith, less centralized power, not more blank check. The state isn't necessarily malicious, but it turns out that way. Clumsy, conflicted, and constantly trying to do too much with other people's money.
Until next time, stay free, stay sharp, and stay skeptical of anyone who says, this time it'll be different.
Because as long as the incentives stay the same, the results won't change either.